A Delaware school therapist who used bogus advanced degrees to get hired has pleaded no contest to raping a 5-year-old family member. WHYY's Chris Barish has been following the case against John Arnold.
Since 2021, Arnold counseled kids at Lombardi and Mount Pleasant Elementary Schools who experienced trauma or had behavioral health issues. That ended in July, when his victim disclosed Arnold's abuse during a good touch, bad touch discussion at summer day camp. Police charged Arnold with first and second degree rape. The arrest warrant said another female family member, who was now an adult, said he violated her in Florida, but no charges were brought there. Last week, Arnold pleaded no contest to 2 counts of second-degree rape against the Delaware child. That's a legal maneuver where a defendant accepts conviction and punishment without admitting guilt.
Given the nature of the charges against Arnold, both in the severity of the felonies themselves and also given the obvious position of trust and authority that he held by virtue of his employment, this is a very serious case. We're looking at a very serious consequence.
That's Matt Marshall of the Attorney General's office. He said the deal spares the child the trauma of testifying. Prosecutors will seek a 20-year prison sentence. The victim's mother, whose identity is being withheld to protect her family's privacy, says she's grateful authorities finally saw through Arnold's deception. A WHYY News investigation also found that Arnold was hired in Delaware even though he had fabricated master's and doctoral degrees in psychology from Ohio University, which he never attended. An unidentified state education official received unspecified discipline for certifying the bogus degree. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.